So I have actually two special guests in the studio with me. Jason Barstow, owner and operator of actually two different businesses, the Tracks and Racks Bar and Grill up in Beaver Bay, and also Timber Ghost Tours, located right next to each other, and the marketer for both of those, Katie Robinson. So both of them are here with me this morning. Really fun to have them tour the studio. It's the first time they've been there. Thanks so much for being here, you guys, and let's check in to make sure I can hear you.
All right, yeah. Thanks for having us.
Oh, good. You're both loud and clear, so that's great. So many listeners know that this is the time of the Friday morning when we talk to business owners and just give shout-outs to a lot of different economic activity going on in Lake County and the Two Harbors area and beyond. So it's really fun to have you guys here. And Jason, you started a bar and grill in the middle of a pandemic. So that, there's a story behind that. I have a feeling it was in the works before the pandemic started, but maybe not. So tell us how you got going with that.
I worked on the road for about 12 years doing various different stuff, from heavy haul to wind farm stuff. And I just decided I wanted to come home. So I found this building that was going to be available for lease at some point in time, and that's where it all started. It started out to be very small and turned into what it is now, totally unexpectedly. So COVID just happened to be the byproduct, but I'm a little bit crazy and very daring and put it all together and somehow made it all work.
Yeah, and now is this, did you grow up in the area as well? You said you wanted to come home.
I grew up down in central Minnesota, but my wife is a lifelong resident of Silver Bay, so we made Silver Bay our home when I came off the road.
Okay. And did you initially, I'm guessing it was hard to get people to walk in the door, but clearly you've had a lot of local support. And like, what do you offer that is unique to or special in some way?
There's not a lot of places, believe it or not, that you can eat in Silver Bay area. There's very few restaurants now. There's some big resorts and stuff, but the hours are limited. So we just made ourselves very accessible. We stayed open 7 days a week through it all and just tried to give everybody a good option for something to do. We're open a little bit later than most, so we gain that crowd. And, you know, we just try to keep changing and modifying as the time goes on to make sure that we're offering what we need for the community.
What kind of food do you offer?
We do a very, very much a bar and grill atmosphere. We're very much known for our burgers. We've got a good variety of burgers and stuff there. We do specials all weekend long. Every day has a day. Right now, from Thursday to Sunday, we have a set special every week. And it just seems to be working out. It gives us that one extra thing that we were looking for to change things up a little bit.
Yeah. And you also have music.
Yeah, we do music up there. We try to do it at least once a month through the slower season. And during the summertime, it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks out of the month. And we're pretty busy in the summer.
Yeah, you were hearing my music announcements, and you have your own music announcement to make. Do you want to just share who's coming on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, we've got a local girl from Finland that started a great band up on the range. The band is called Odessa on the Beat. And they're going to come down and they're going to tear the place apart from 5:30 to 8:30. We're going to do some stuff a little bit local and then let people travel on to the next place so they can enjoy multiple places throughout the day and share the business between the area.
Wonderful. Do you find you get, is this mostly local people or is it a mix? You get visitors as well, and does it depend on what night? I'm just kind of curious how that goes from the
inside.
We
have a big mix at Tracks and Racks, actually. Obviously, tourism on the North Shore is a very big deal, so we get a lot of that. Snowmobiling starting to ramp up now, so we're starting to see a lot more of the out-of-town crowd. The locals have all been great, and they come in, they support us all they can, and we try to keep giving back and doing as much for them as they give to me.
And Katie, do you want to chime in at all? Like, how do you know what music might be playing or what the special might be? Is there a way to find that out?
Facebook is our biggest advertiser as of right now. Hopefully, now that we know we can announce them here, we'll continue to do that. Love and Lake County has also been great at helping to get the word out.
Okay, good. So you are on their radar as well. And then let's move on to the actual original reason I contacted you. You have now started up a second business, Timber Ghost Tours. Tell us the journey that brought you to start Timber Ghost Tours.
I've always been
also want to know about the name.
Well, let's start with the name. So I've had Timber Ghost Inc. has been my main company for many, many years now. And it started off, it's basically a reference to a white-tailed deer. They're very stealthy and they're very quiet in the woods, so a lot of people refer to them as a timber ghost. And I just thought it was always cool, so I kept it. Timber Ghost Tours was started almost as a secondary thing in Beaver Bay to try to help offset Tracks and Racks. I thought that it would help in some of the slow seasons for the restaurant and the tourism and that kind of stuff. And it's actually taken off and become a pretty amazing thing. So we do guided snowmobile and ATV tours there. We do rentals as well. We do some small shop stuffs there, service stuff, ATVs, snowmobiles. We can do some light welding. We do a lot of snow removal. I think now I'm one of the only guys on the North Shore that's doing propane fills currently.
Oh.
So that's taken off pretty well.
It seems you are a jack of all trades, and you now have a trademark. People just know how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, we try to do as much as we can to fill the voids for the area, whether they're big or small, and hopefully we can keep it all together and moving forward.
And how have the last couple weeks of heavy wet snow been for you?
We did about 7 days of 14 to 16-hour days removing snow. I use some big equipment, big blowers, so I have a little bit of a specialty market there. I don't plow at all. It's a little bit easier for me to get rid of this bigger stuff than it is to try to plow it. So I was pretty crazy, which is why we couldn't be here last week, because I was actually still out doing that. But it's been good, and the way this winter looks, it's probably going to be busy for the rest of the year.
Yeah. You have definitely figured out how to not just have work in the summer, huh?
Yeah, we have to make sure that we can do it year-round. So.
Yeah, right. Well, I know with our sailing, it kind of was the same thing. We take people sailing in the summer, and now we take people snowshoeing in the winter. And, you know, it always amazes me how many people drive up and down Highway 61 and barely get off it, you know, other than a hotel. And it seems like what you're saying is sort of the same thing we are. It's like you can get off that highway.
Get out of the car and stretch your legs and go see the backwoods.
Yeah.
That was one of the reasons we wanted to do the guided tours. There's a lot of people that get to see the shore from the road, but there are very few people that get to see it from off the road. And you don't have to own a snowmobile. You don't have to own a four-wheeler. It's very inexpensive to come up. Come out with us. We take you out. We show you a great time. You get to see some of the coolest sights inland that you can't get to in a car. So we offer that as one of our big perks in what we're doing.
Katie, do you have anything to add? I know I've been letting Jason do most of the talking.
He's nailed it. It's stunning to see. So get out on the trails.
All right. Now, isn't there, this is another side question, I know with the skiing trails, there's just been a lot of maintenance since the storm, and I think there was a big crew going out to work on some, I think, snowmobile trails as well. Are the trails open right now?
The trails are open. The Silver Trail Riders and the Finland Snowmobile Club have been working their butts off to get out there and get everything cleared. There are some water issues, I think I heard, in a couple places that they're working on. But they're doing a great job of getting all the trails packed down. They're starting to groom. They're all coming together. We've got anywhere from 30 to 60 inches of snow inland on the trails. So it's a lot to deal with in a very short amount of time. So if you guys do come up and you're riding, spread yourselves out. Don't run down the same track. Help pack down the trails. It's just going to make it better for everybody for the rest of the season.
Wonderful. And I have one question to ask. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I am a little bit curious. And if you know nothing about this, you're welcome to say so. But I know with the electrification of all kinds of vehicles coming our way and being here, and I know there are electric snowmobiles. Is that anywhere in your future? Can you see that coming, or have you looked into that?
I think that that's probably going to be a little ways off. The cold weather and just the lack of places that you'd ever be able to charge a snowmobile would make that pretty tough. I think that at some point in time, the whole world's probably going to go that direction. I don't know if it's ever going to stop. But from what I'm seeing right now in the market and with the conventions and stuff that I've been going to, we haven't seen much of that.
Jason also does the newest Polaris models every year.
Okay.
So they're as efficient as they can be. The new machines are, they're super, super efficient. So
it's also more efficient for you to be taking people out than for everyone to have their own, I would think. Cheaper as well.
And it's a lot more cost effective for people. You know, snowmobiles are very expensive. It's anywhere from $16,000 to $20,000 for a new machine nowadays. And if you're only going to ride it a couple times a year, that makes it pretty hard to make it justifiable. So that helps in what I'm offering. You know, you can come up and you can ride with us for under $400 for the day. And if that's the only time you ride, that's all you have to pay. And you don't have to store a snowmobile and you're not buying parts and you're not doing any of that stuff.
So. Or like bringing it up on a trailer, all that. I mean, that all adds up, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Neat. Well, thank you both. Is there anything I have forgotten to ask you? We've used up our time, but want to make sure we don't miss anything.
No, it's been great, and we certainly appreciate you having us in here.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you both. That was Jason Barstow and Katie Robinson from Timbergrass Tours, Tracks and Racks up in the Beaver Bay area. It's so nice to have people coming down to talk to KTWH from the Beaver Bay area. I know that we can be hard to hear right now up there, but anyone can stream us online at ktwh.org. And so that's an easy way to listen to the radio station anytime.